Nick, there's so much more about trying to learn from great quarterbacks. Have you had a chance to talk to Tom, to watch Tom, kind of take any time these 2 days with him?
Yeah, I mean, throughout these weeks, this week, I'm sure I'll get a chance to go out there and, you know, talk to him, pick his brain and everything. But whenever he's going, I'm watching. Whenever any quarterback's going, I'm watching. It doesn't matter who it is, just to watch the fundamentals, watch what they do and do well. Of course, Tom's one of the best to ever play the game, and it's great to watch him to see how he conducts an offense and just where, you know, he throws the ball. So it's great being out here from a learning standpoint.
And so what does he do that, like, only a quarterback can appreciate, that only someone who plays the position can understand?
He puts the ball where a receiver can get it, and he's smart with it. If he has underneath stuff, he takes it right away and he moves on to the next play. So I think that's big. He's really good at play action fakes and really just movement in the pocket. I think everybody notices his movement in the pocket and staying away from pressure.
Have you watched film on Brady before?
Yes, I've watched film on Tom.
Back in college or in the pros, or kind of, what are you looking for when you do, take us through that process?
You just watch the guys that have been there before you, that have done it, that are the best at what they do, and you just try to learn. Like I said before, watching him move in the pocket, watching him make the throws, his accuracy. And you watch the guys that have done it. You watch, you know, Breeze, Manning, Rodgers, all those guys. You really watch how they're some of the best to play the game. So you watch them and you try to emulate that. You try to put it in your game.
How much more advanced are you from this joint practices a year ago, and how different is it than it was a year ago?
It's definitely a different feel. We're here at their facility compared to being at ours. But I've played a lot of football since then. I've been able to get into a lot of games. I've been able to grow with my teammates, so definitely a different feel, just getting a lot more reps, and it's great to be out here, it really is.
Did you feel like you were more, as a team, were more competitive with them than you were a year ago?
I felt good about a year ago. It's been a while, a lot's gone on since then, but I felt like today we played well. There's things we need to do better, but I felt like it was a competitive day on both sides of the football, and we'll look at this film in a little bit, and we need to make corrections and come out here tomorrow and do a better job.
And Nick, kind of a general question, but in your mind, you've been with Chip Kelly now for like a year or so. What makes him such a successful coach?
He's a player's coach. He's a guy that you can talk to. He's a guy that you can talk to about things, and he's a great leader. And as just players, just respect him, and our entire coaching staff. He brings in guys that are great coaches and great people. And when you have that and you develop, you know, the team we have, it's a special thing, and we just have to continue to grow.
With last year, with you guys reaching the playoffs, maybe unexpectedly to people outside, does that ramp up expectations for you guys this year?
I mean, we've always had high expectations, but we also know that we need to come out here and work each and every day, that not every day is going to be a great day. You wish you can complete every ball, but there's going to be down. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, as you know, in life, but it's one of those things where you come out here every day and you look to get better. And I feel like we had a good day, but we need to do better tomorrow.
I think Bill Belichick was saying earlier that looking at you in the preseason last year, there's no way he could have imagined the season that you had. You like surprising people, especially someone of his ilk, of what you were able to do last year that carried forward.
I mean, I guess it does surprise people. It's one of those things where I don't look too much into it. He's one of the greatest coaches to coach this game, and it's a great honor for him to say that. But I want to keep getting better. Everybody's been talking about last year, and last year's over.
Did he say anything to you?
I mean, we're out there practicing. We're out there moving around. There's not much time to talk and chit-chat. We're coming here to work. We're coming here to get better. Chit-chatting will be later down the road, but right now I really just want to be out here, get better, and if that time comes, you know, it'd be great to pick the brains of those guys that have been there and done it.
When you do your self-scouting of you, how are you different from last year when Bill Belichick said he, you know, nobody could have seen coming the kind of season you put up to where you are now? How different are you?
I think just knowing this offense, the personnel, decision-making, everything I do, I'm a little bit better. And I want to come out here each and every day and try to gain a little bit. It's one of those things where it's a continual thing. It's never going to stop as long as I play this game. So you can just imagine playing all the games I did last year from, you know, when we had the practice. I'm a lot different, but still want to get better.
You talk a lot about the 24-hour rule. Are you past Friday's game yet?
Has it been over 24 hours?
It has.
I'm past it. I'm over it. I'm having fun out here. I looked at it, made my corrections, and I'll move forward. Will I make mistakes again? Yes, I will make mistakes, but I want to overcome them, and I want to, you know, show my teammates that it's not going to rattle me, and I'm going to keep moving forward. So it's been fun coming out here and practicing. When you have games that you don't feel like you play well, you love coming out here on the practice field and working on stuff, because that's what it's about. It's about getting better and moving on from it. So
how close is the speed to these 11-11s to the game speed?
I mean, it's a great speed, especially in practice, but there, game speed, you can't really, it's just so hard to simulate. We're definitely moving, guys are moving fast, but D-line can't hit the quarterback. You know, there's not really collisions. So guys are moving, but we're being smart. We're practicing smart. We're protecting each other. So game speed is going to be a lot faster.
How do you feel like the offense looked today?
I felt like we did good things, and there's stuff we need to improve on. It's like any day. You know, I felt like we were productive. Staying away from turnovers is a huge thing. That's something that I really work on after last game, being smart with the football. And I felt like it was a good day, but stuff that, like I said, we have to get better at.